For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, the 18th of July. I hope you're well. Coming up,
Keir Starmer will also visit Dublin on September the 7th, and the two leaders are likely to attend a football match between England and Ireland that evening.
British Prime Minister coming to Dublin, and Aer Lingus pilots begin voting on pay offer. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Aer Lingus pilots will begin voting on a 17.75% pay rise today, with a result due on Tuesday. The proposal from the Labour Court came as more than 600 flights were cancelled when IALPA members began a work to rule. Alan Cantwell reports.
Pilots at Aer Lingus are to be balloted on a 17.75% deal following a recommendation from the Labour Court aimed at resolving a long-running dispute with the airline over pay. Last week, members of the Irish Airline Pilots Association suspended a work-to-rule which began at the end of June. Members of IALPA will begin voting this afternoon and will end next Tuesday. The proposals were recommended last week by the organisation's executive. IALPA President Captain Mark Tye described the pay increase provided for in the recommendation as a significant win for pilots. The Labour Court recommendation also proposes the ending of 2022 pay scales, the scrapping of a crewing agreement on rostering and summer leave, and the termination of a debt owed by pilots to the company as part of that agreement.
The British Prime Minister will travel to Dublin in September following an invitation from the Taoiseach. The two leaders met at Chequers in the UK last night, where they agreed to hold a yearly summit. News Talk reporter Stephanie Rowan was there.
The next chapter is how the British Prime Minister described this meeting with the Taoiseach. After years of tricky relations between the UK and Ireland following Brexit, both leaders were keen to stress a reset's now underway. They committed to holding a yearly summit where they'll agree on a programme to work on between the two countries. Simon Harris says the significance of last night's meeting couldn't be overstated.
I think, and again, not for me to speak for the British Prime Minister, but my clear understanding from the engagement we had tonight is that both he and I want to see our teams intensively working on areas of mutual concern and mutual benefit. And being truthful, that hasn't been happening in the way, the manner or the frequency which it would have in the past and which it must in the future.
Keir Starmer will also visit Dublin on September the 7th, and the two leaders are likely to attend a football match between England and Ireland that evening. And while serious talks were held last night, the old clichés were also rolled out, with the two men enjoying a pint of Guinness and the Taoiseach gifting the British Prime Minister with a Donegal GAA jersey. Stephanie Rowan, Chequers.
Joe Biden says he feels good after testing positive for coronavirus. The US president's doctor says he has a runny nose and a cough and was forced to cancel a key appearance yesterday. He was seen giving a thumbs up to reporters as he boarded his Air Force One plane to fly home to Delaware. Donald Trump's running mate says he'll fight for America during his first headline speech at the Republican National Convention. J.D. Vance has told crowds in Wisconsin the former U.S. president represents the country's last best hope. The Ohio senator described himself as a working class boy and says Mr. Trump's policies will help voters who feel they've been left behind.
Let me tell you about the future. President Trump's vision is so simple and yet so powerful. We're done, ladies and gentlemen, catering to Wall Street. We'll commit to the working man.
The European Parliament will decide today whether to appoint Ursula von der Leyen for another 5 years as President of the European Commission. She needs the support of 361 of the 720 MEPs. The four Fianna Fáil members of Renew have already signalled their intention to vote against her nomination. Hard-pressed mortgage holders are unlikely to get good news when the ECB meets to discuss the possibility of a further interest rate cut today. It's expected any decision to cut rates will be put on hold until policymakers assess the strength of lingering inflation pressures. ECB officials could signal their intention to make a further cut at their next meeting, which is scheduled for September 12th. Economist Austin Hughes says it's possible we could see two cuts before the end of the year.
I think there's a good chance we will see, whether it comes in September or December. There's even a slight possibility of two rate cuts if inflation eases, as I hope and expect it will. I think it's a little bit better than 50-50 for September, but we're not going to see a rate cut this week.
County Wicklow's getting its first ever Pennies today. The retailer's opening in the new Bray Central Shopping Centre. It's the 38th Pennies in Ireland, with the company aiming to have 530 stores worldwide by the end of next year. These people in Bray say a Pennies is badly needed.
I think it's, yeah, it should have been 30 years ago, but I'm happy.
The town needs it, bring the people back into it, like, you know. The town needs it badly. Yeah. You know, I mean, it was going downhill, but...
I think it's great. It'll actually give the town a boost. Definitely be in there.
In entertainment news, Primal Scream has announced their first studio album in 8 years. Come Ahead will see the Scottish band's 12th full-length record. Frontman Bobby Gillespie says he's excited about it in a way that you would be making your first record. And in sport, in golf, the 152nd Open Championship gets underway this morning at Troon. Tom McKibben will be the first Irish golfer to tee off, going out just after 6:45. Rory McIlroy's quest to end a 10-year gap between majors recommences just after 10 a.m. Darren Clark goes out just before 2. Porrick Harrington follows him at 2:15. Shane Lowry's accompanied by the 2022 winner Cameron Smith today. And Galway amateur Liam Nolan will be among the last to see action. He tees off just after 4 p.m. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.